Today's show is brought to you by Bogart Extractors, an industry leader in hydrocarbon extraction. Over the last decade, Bogart has implemented many new technologies which have helped to revolutionize the way hydrocarbon extractions are performed. Each unit is made with sanitary stainless steel and is built and tested right here in the USA. Their certified system for use in licensed facility meet all NFPA and ASME standards and undergo peer reviewed by third-party engineers to ensure facilities and its employees can operate safely. Beyond simply making a functional extractor, Bogart has many additional features which make extraction faster and more cost-effective compared to other manufacturers. These features include hydrocarbon failing films to supercharge evaporation rates, heavy-duty explosion-proof pumps for flammable liquids and vapors, industrial chillers capable of maintaining large tanks of solvent at temperatures below 60 Celsius. They also offer extensive tech support and consultation services. So whether you need to set up an extraction lab from scratch or you just need some replacement gaskets, give them a call at 855-553-3887 or check out their website at www.bogart.com.
Welcome to Can Trends, the show that delivers cutting-edge pricing trends and industry news to the bulk hemp and cannabis markets. Stay tuned for critical market analysis, new products, and even contract opportunities that your business can land on Can Trades Marketplace.
Hello and welcome to Can Trends. I'm Mark Rustelli, the CEO of Can Trade, and I'll be your host today. Before we dive into today's topic about how COVID affected cannabis and hemp trade shows, part two, it's important to touch on what Can Trade is in relation to this podcast, Can Trends. Can Trade is a B2B marketplace platform that connects buyers and suppliers in the hemp and cannabis industry while providing the tools to track orders, manage clients, and close deals. Every week, we dive into a specific market category and analyze data derived from over 2,000 businesses utilizing the Can Trade application. We then publish the analysis and talk about it on this podcast, appropriately named Can Trends. For more information and access to the weekly reports, go to cantrade.com and get registered. Let's get started. Welcome to part two of our trade show insights, where we look at how cannabis and hemp trade shows are adapting to the COVID-19 pandemic and its social distancing requirements. Last week, we covered the market effects that COVID-19 had on the cannabis and hemp trade show industry and found that most cannabis and hemp trade show events got canceled or postponed this year, contributing to a sizable financial loss for event organizers and vendors alike. Lyft & Co. Corporation, a Canadian cannabis-focused events company, filed for bankruptcy at the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic earlier this year. In a press release, Lyft & Co. said the coronavirus pandemic resulted in its cash flow essentially ceasing, which led to all directors and officers eventually resigning. As opportunities and events for networking and customer engagement always remains in high demand, the cannabis and hemp trade show industry quickly turned to digitalizing the experience and moved to virtual spaces to facilitate the exchange of ideas and money. With a grow or go home attitude in stride, innovative trade shows quickly shifted their focus, adapted their businesses, and found or developed new online solutions for their companies. As the saying goes, pressure makes diamonds. A silver lining brought about by the pandemic is that it's not all gloom for the cannabis and hemp trade show industry. Now, as promised, we dive into some of the new solutions. First, we took a look at one of the nation's leading B2B event companies, Canacon, who held cannabis business expos all over the United States for years. After considering the global health state, their team decided to continue guiding industry thoughts through a private online event called Virtual Canacon and hosted their first three-day virtual online event earlier this year, July 28th through the 30th. Virtual Canacon mirrored live conventions with an expo floor that featured live representatives, Q&A sessions after each speech and panel, and networking rooms for attendees to connect. Attendees could experience educational seminars with industry experts and explore product showcases on the virtual exhibition floor. MJ Biz Daily, one of the largest B2B cannabis event organizers, had announced its fully online event, MJ BizCon, to take place December 2nd through the 4th, 2020. Besides hosting online events, MJ Biz Daily provides a different solution to interact and engage with its audience and to meet the continuous demand for their news and informational resources. Additionally, they partnered with LeafWire, a LinkedIn-style digital service for marijuana and hemp industry professionals. MJ Biz Daily launched two related discussion boards on LeafWire. One group focuses on international business news, and the other shares stories and trends about the hemp industry. The partnership allows the connection of content to flow from MJ Biz Daily directly to LeafWire's audience. This partnership gives industry professionals access to resources they might not otherwise be able to connect with directly. Hemp Industry Daily, a subsidiary of MJ Biz Daily, is also a B2B news source and popular event producer for the hemp industry. They announced a partnership on May 28th with the Hemp Industry Association, the largest membership-based nonprofit hemp trade association. This offers a similar solution as the partnership and collaboration formed by MJ Biz Daily and LeafWire. As the sole media provider for the Hemp Industry Association, Hemp Industry Daily adds exclusive educational content and informational resources to its membership base, including a quarterly report with extensive industry data and member discounts to live events like the virtual Hemp Industry Daily Conference Direct that took place June 28th through July 1st, and MJ BizCon that is coming this December. Cannabis business events and media firm JAG Media debuted an exclusive 3D virtual summit series on May 12th. A three-day Colorado-focused event called MJ Unpacked Event Series was loaded with actionable information tailored to help licensed cannabis brands and retailers find their success. Attendees of MJ Unpacked Colorado received a unique online event that included peer-to-peer networking, expert Q&As, roundtables, a digital exhibition platform where attendees and exhibitors could meet, learn, and network as if they were at an in-person trade show. The fact is, virtual events and online spaces foster a new frontier for businesses, but it's difficult to account for everything that can go wrong. The attendees' challenge of being on a desktop is a distraction issue, and the trade show participants face a whole different set of challenges. If you have kids that are taking online school classes due to the pandemic, then you know some of these distraction challenges well. Virtual event hosts have to incorporate professional media teams and help coordinate things like lighting, video angles, connectivity problems, and other technical hitches if they'd like to try and match the production quality and experience of in-person events. While most companies report that virtual events have been successful and their participants are getting their value out of them, it's uncertain that they truly are. And these shows will continue to face many challenges as we progress through the COVID-19 pandemic. So what's the takeaway from today's analysis in our final insights? Regardless of the challenges, virtual events have become vital for companies rising to meet these strange new times and social distancing reforms. Calling upon businesses to grow and expand their network capabilities through online, digital, and virtual platforms is essential for enterprise to move forward through this mess. But not everyone likes these new digital experiences, as it is obviously not a replacement for the connection cultivated from interpersonal relationships and real FaceTime. So next week, we'll share our observations into what the future of cannabis and hemp trade shows could look like. It is likely that things will never return to the normal we once knew, and the trade shows of the future will become collaborations of the past, combined with the technological solutions that we're experiencing for the first time right now.
The O Cannabis Conference and Expo returns to Toronto June 1st through the 3rd, and there are still good booth locations available. This exciting event is free for cannabis retailers and will feature Tommy Chung receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at the O Cannabis Industry Awards. For more information about exhibiting or to register to attend, go to ocannabis.com. That's OCANNABIZ.com.
It's time to highlight some additional articles that will help you take a deeper dive into this week's topic. Starting with an article from Hemp Industry Daily titled, "As CBD Virtual Launches Become New Normal, Cannabis Industry Players Offer Best Practices." In this article by Hemp Industry Daily, they take a look into the challenges trade shows faced when moving online. They interview three company leaders for their experience and personal advice. Next up is an article from MJ BizCon Next titled, "MJ BizCon Next Goes Virtual for Marijuana Hemp Business Conference." This article dives into everything that attendees and vendors can expect when attending this virtual event. Last up is an article from Forbes, "MJ Biz and LeafWire Form Partnership Spurred by Pandemic." In this Forbes article, they look into the problems posed by the COVID pandemic for cannabis and hemp trade shows and event businesses, and solutions just like the partnership formed between these two companies. It's time to finish things up with some CanTrend highlights from the CanTrade markets. The past several weeks, I've started off this segment talking about the hemp show, and this week is no different. The October 6th hemp show was a huge success, so the CanTrade team and I are going to double and even triple down on the show. The next show takes place on November 3rd, and we already have a solid lineup of presenters. If you're interested in attending or presenting at the hemp show, it takes place on the first Tuesday of every month, so be sure to get registered. We've gotten such a high demand from businesses that would like to present, along with interest in the content from the show, so we've made those videos accessible on CanTrade.com and on the newly published Hemp Show YouTube channel. That wraps up this week's episode of CanTrends, but before I go, I'd like to fill you in on what things are going to look like for the future of this show. Moving forward, we're going to be changing the show's format. As I mentioned in the previous segment, the Hemp Show was a huge success, so this show, CanTrends, is going to become the Hemp Show podcast, in which we edit and publish the recordings from the Hemp Show webinars. Each episode is going to be about 15 minutes and will feature one of the businesses that presented at the show. In addition, we will have special episodes in which we crunch market data and talk about industry topics just like we do now. We will also have special long format episodes that feature interviews with industry experts and panel discussions that are set to take place at future Hemp Show events. Thank you for listening. And if you haven't already, be sure to join the CanTrade network where your business can trade easy.